He stood as the endless minutes ticked past, listening to the approaching gunfire, watching Talisman foam ahead, watching the white water burst around her cutwater, the clouds of spray fly like sunstruck diamonds. She was close enough now for him to see splinters fly when a Dolaran round shot slammed into her quarter galley. He could see holes in her spanker, her mizzen topsail, her main topgallant. Severed shrouds trailed over the side, hanging from her mizzen chains as evidence yet another Dolaran shot had found its target. And he could see the damaged mainmast leaning dangerously, even under its reduced canvas, despite the spare mainyard her crew had fished to it in an effort to strengthen it. She came closer, charging towards the line of her consorts, and Manthir heard her crew cheering as her crippled sisters prepared to cover her escape. He saw Captain Clarksane standing on his quarterdeck, raising his hat in silent salute to the ships standing to die so his own ship might live. Her pursuers slowed suddenly, unwilling to sail directly into the prepared broadsides of four waiting Carisian galleons, and the distance between them and Talisman grew suddenly wider, as the Carisian ship drove straight through the gap Manthir had deliberately left between Dancer and Damsel. He wasn't surprised to see the quartet of Dolaran split, two trying to work around ahead of his short line while the other two tried to pass astern of it. He didn't doubt that if they could get close enough, find the position they wanted, they'd rake his leading and trailing ships heavily as they passed. He didn't intend to give them that opening, and he doubted they expected him to. They were simply continuing their pursuit of their original quarry, slowed, forced to drop astern by the roadblock of Manthir's battle line, but not stopped. He could only hope the delay he'd imposed would be sufficient for Talisman to regain enough ground to stay away from them at least until dark. Or, for that matter, for Dasher and Destruction to fall back enough to cover her, he thought grimly. He hoped it would work out that way, but it was out of his hands now. His duty and his task, like his options, had become brutally simple, and he remembered the Battle of Darkos Sound, remembered the decision a monarch had made that day, the example and the challenge a dead king had presented to his navy and his kingdom. "We'll have that final signal now, Donald," he said almost softly, and another hoist of flags replaced number one. It was a longer hoist, using more flags, because one of the words wasn't in the numerical vocabulary and had to be spelled out in its entirety, yet it was only three words. For a moment, there was no sound except wind and wave. Even the gunfire of Talisman's pursuers had died away as their new headings took her out of the play of their chasers. But then, as men aboard the other ships of Gwilym Manthir's short, doomed line read those flags, or had them read to them, the cheering began. The hard, harsh, defiant, savage cheering, the wolf howls cheering he'd known those three words would awaken. He felt himself taking off his own hat, waving it over his head, waving it at those signal flags, and the flagship's cheering redoubled. Such a simple message, yet one whose meaning, whose significance no Carisian could ever mistake, just as Manthir knew the men of his ships had not mistaken it. "Remember King Harald," it said. And as he listened to those cheers, he knew that was all it had to say.